It's because I'm normally doing that. I can't quite go.
Right. So this is the first YTV podcast that I've always wanted to do. So I'm going to explain the story, but I've brought a guest on my first one, which is my friend. It's subjective, as we've just gone into. Jason Lippitt. So the story of the YTP, where it started is, so I was in the garage having a conversation with my wife, and as you know, me and my wife are very different in mentality. I've always been into sport. She just got into running, and during the winter period, she stopped running. And I said to her, why have you stopped running? You're doing so well. You're doing some PBs. Why have you stopped running? And she says, you don't know what it's like to be a woman in this day and age and the dangers and stuff like that around running. So I said, well, I'll remember. And it was like a red rag to a bull, because she goes, you've come too competitive.
Does she know you're saying this, by the way?
No.
Okay.
So we're all right, because I'm going to present it.
Okay.
Because she said, don't mention my name. So Amy says to me, you're too competitive. We tried going out on the bike together, and you just took off like a bull in a china shop, and everything to race to. So I said, well, that's fine. I'll go out and find a training partner. So I set up this Facebook community. I thought we'd get to about 7 people, friends. And at this moment in time, we're at about 1,100 people, so it's quite a lot.
Yeah.
And that's how YTP started. What it is, in its very rawest form, is trying to connect people to a training partner, as you know, because you discovered it. I mean, how did you discover it, by the way?
I think it just was because we were friends on Facebook, I think, or connected, because obviously we've raced together, I think, in triathlons years ago. And then it just pops up on the fantastic algorithm that Facebook is, whatever it is. It just popped up on YTP, and I just saw the bit of the blog. And I think I'll just join that. And I didn't really think too much about it. And then I just started seeing the, right, we're all off to Cumber for a park run. If you want to come, you know, it'd be great. We'll have a coffee after. And I was on my own journey back to fitness. I thought, I really ought to do that. And it'd be quite nice to have a coffee with someone. And I felt it wasn't the super competitive environment, which had been putting me off, probably like Amy, actually, if I'm honest. So yeah, just Facebook, really. Just, you know, doom scrolling, as we all do. I wasn't sitting on the toilet or anything like that, but I did see it on there and I thought, right, okay, I'm going to join that. So yeah, just by accident, I suppose.
It's multitasking.
Yeah.
And she always asks me why I'm so long. I'd say I'm doing some emails.
Yeah. Multitasking, yeah.
Yeah, but what was quite interesting with you is that even at that stage, you was a bit reluctant to get back into it.
Yeah, sure.
Get back into fitness.
Yeah.
Because you'd messaged me a few times and said, I might come back this week, I might come next week. But it felt like a barrier there for you at that moment in time.
Yeah. I was, if I'm honest, because I'd been, well, I think I said to you when we was having a cup of coffee, you know, one of the things that I've never been a great sportsman, but I've always been into sport, do you know what I mean? I've always either, whatever I've done, I've always played sport or tried to get involved or something. And I like to be fit because I generally function better as a human being if I'm fit, you know, I think better, I'm clearer. I'm actually a businessman, really. Whether I'm any good at it is another thing, but I got to a point where I was in my 50s and I thought, do you know what? I'd been away from the sport for a bit because I'd done loads and loads of triathlons about 2-3 years ago. I must have done about 4 or 5 70.3s all in one season. And then I got involved in a business away from home and it took me away from the club, away from the sport. And I put a lot of weight on. I started getting really lethargic. And I looked at my PBs that I'd done from years ago and I had to get over this mental barrier that, you know, I'm never going to do what I did when I was 35. I'm never going to be, you know, 54 years old. I'm never going to be able to run as fast as I was when I was 30. You know, I'm never going to be able to jump on a bike. I'm never going to do this, never going to do that. And I had to sort of reconcile that with myself because if you're in a competitive sports environment where you're always trying to, you know, beat your best, PBs mean everything to us, don't they? You have to sort of say goodbye to that. And I had to sort of think, well, actually, do you know what? It is actually about being fit and really having fun. And I sort of learned to have fun again with it. And I stopped worrying about how fast I had to be. And as a result, I've actually probably one of the fittest I've ever been in my life right now. I mean, I've lost, would you believe now, it's 15 kilos. I've lost 15 kilos in weight since last August. I've took 5 minutes out of 5K time, easy. I mean, it's still not as good as when I was 30. But, you know, I'm really, really happy and comfortable with myself. I feel like I could go for a run. Well, we're going to go for a bike ride together later. Now I'm not bothered about it because I think, well, do you know what? I probably will be able to, I won't be able to beat you, but I'll be able to hang on to your wheel. I'm pretty confident. I'm confident in myself now. And I think that's YTP brought that to me because it allowed me to just go and train with my mates, really.
Yeah. And what was that process? Because I always say it takes superhuman strength to get back onto it, because we're always looking back and saying, I did this when I was younger, I could do these PBs. And we're always chasing that. It's like a bodybuilder. Mm. When they look at the photos of himself in the best form, it's very difficult throughout the weeks and the year to look back and think, you know, would I be in that shape again? That's the most difficult part. What were a few what got you back into it? What were the hardest barrier?
I think the hardest barrier was just letting go of I call it the red mist mindset. You know, me and my wife, we call it the red misters, you know, the people who just, you know, they just see red and they've got to go. There's only zone five in training. You've got to ruin yourself. If you're not sick, you haven't worked hard enough. You know, we had to kind of let go of that and go, it's actually really good fun just to jog around the woods. Plumber Park Run is our home run, isn't it, on a Saturday morning. But actually just having the crack with the lads after. Non-gender specific term there, by the way, guys. Just having the crap with everyone after and having a coffee. No one's bothered who finished what time. And I was sort of a bit of a, you know, well, you can't have a bit of an epiphany, can you? But it was like, you know, to me, I thought, actually, you know what? I've just took half an hour to do a 5K. I would have been disgusted with that time 2-3 years ago. But now, actually, I feel mint for having done that. So it was really sort of the let go. I can't say I've got a magic pill for everyone. I think the only thing I can say is, get with other people who are more bothered about training with you rather than against you. And I think that's what YTP is. It's a definite with, not versus. And don't get me wrong, we still do some red miss sets, as you know, but there's more fun. The priority now is just enjoy being in company. So accountability with a good peer group, lots of friends, just having a coffee, just relaxing, and just, you know, feeling comfortable with yourself. But it is a big step to take. It is.
What I particularly liked about the journey where you are from when you started back with us to where you are now is that you did it with your wife as well. Didn't you?
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
And my favourite photo, and I'm gonna have to put this up.
Yeah.
Is at the end of we're at Duddington Park, were we?
I know what you're talking about. It was a park run. Yeah.
So we've done the part one.
Yeah.
And I'd belted around and I'm suffering and lay down.
Yeah.
And I get something. There was a magical moment between you two where you were just so happy for each other.
That,
you know, like, you can't put price on that.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, I'm really lucky because my wife really encouraged me to get... In fact, she more than encouraged me. She actually said, that belly's going, or I am. It's a bit of a joke, but she said, you look in the state of you, you're getting fat as anything. She says, you've got to do something about it. She helped, I'm worried about now. And we used to run together, we used to train together. So just for anyone, so my wife's a triathlete as well. She's got her own story, as you know, which I'm sure... If you interviewed her, she'd share with you.
Episode two.
Yeah, she had a horrific comeback from an absolute monster bike crash. But I'm going to have spoilers. But she said to me, come on, we're going for a run. And I'm ashamed to say, given the fact that, you know, I've run marathons and done Ironmans and everything, that I had to do couch to 5K again. And this was only in August, September time, I think, wasn't it? And we went for a run. I couldn't run. If anyone's listening, I would recommend that, by the way, couch to 5K. Yeah. I think you have to run for 90 seconds, is it?
Break this down for people that don't know what an Ironman is. So Jason has gone back to doing couch to 5K, which is a fantastic program for people that are just starting off with running.
Mm.
Now, you had to go back to that place, which was great because you had a platform in order to get you back to where you want to be now.
Mm.
But let's just break this down, what you did achieve. So... Within an Ironman, you have to swim 2.4 miles.
Yeah.
Then you have to jump on your bike.
Yeah.
And you have to ride for 112 miles.
Yeah.
Followed by a full marathon.
That's right.
And you've done
the same day.
You've done that.
Yeah.
And then you've gone. You've sort of had to go back to a place where you've had to retrain yourself to run the 5K distance again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a message in there for people.
Yeah.
And I think it's. That everybody does have setbacks.
Yeah.
Even the people what achieve the highest goals, like an Ironman.
Oh yeah, there's no. You know what? You're absolutely right, Dave. You know what? If you've done a marathon, don't think you've arrived. It's just part. It's just a step on the journey. I'm not saying you need to do an Ironman every year, and you know, I mean, they're massive, massive event. You know, you've done them. But there's psychological impact of. You can imagine, so I've done that just a couple of years ago, and I've done a couple, and I've done loads of the 70.3s as well, which is half those distances. run London Marathon, run Dublin Marathon. I've done all those things. They've all been in sort of the last 10 years of my life. And then all of a sudden, I can't run for 90 seconds and I'm gassed out. I'm like, I've finished, I'm stopping, I've got to walk. And now, fortunately, my wife's a fantastic advocate for health and fitness, and she, you know, she volunteers coaching, does things like that. But she said, come on, let's just do it together, let's do it together. And we started going to the YTP Park runs. I felt I can run now. I got up to 5K through the program, and then I felt quite small. But it was like 37, 38 minutes for me to do a 5K. I'm not kidding. I mean, you can brisk walk that, you know what I mean? It's, so I started going to the park run. So I saw people at the park run, and they're really good friends of mine, by the way. They're really, really good friends. And they're all like, oh, it's good to see you back at the park run. And immediately people are going, what, do you think you'll be under 25 minutes? Where do you think you'll be? And I'm thinking, listen, guys, you know what? I'm just going to run around with you and just have some fun. I'm not here. And I had to sort of say to people, and I had to sort of declare, I'm not here to race. I'm just here to run for myself. But inside, I was thinking, you really have let yourself go. So you do have to reconcile it in your mind. But yeah, it was those park runs were perhaps a little bit, if I had a different mindset, you might have been embarrassed about how much you'd let yourself go. But because we had the great YTP community, and it was like, and you know, you yourself, AD, I said, one of the best things that I liked about what you did is, so by the way, everyone, this guy wins park run regularly, comes first. And then when he's finished, he jogs back to make sure anyone who's in his squad or in the YTP bank finishes. And then it's like, right, we're going for a coffee together. And I felt like I was part of the team again. Do you know what I mean? It was good, even though my performance wasn't great. And it wasn't actually about the performance, was it? It was just about we'd gone running together. So I love that.
I think for me, is everybody's heart's different. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation just earlier about it. So I'm going as hard as you're going now, going as hard as Joe is going. But because I'm a bit more conditioned to do it, it allows me to be where I feel I should be within a 5K race and always win it. I do like to win them because it's a good barometer.
Oh, we know you like to win them.
I get more out of seeing you guys succeed. I've always said that.
But equally, and I don't want to turn into like, you know, it's a mutual appreciation podcast. It's not, but I mean, we like to see you win as well. You know what I mean? It's quite encouraging for us. But going back to that hug that me and Julie had at the end of that 5K. So for the first sort of 3, 4, 5 Ks, Julie would always beat me at the park run. You know, she'd always be a minute, or she'd like jog a bit, and I knew she was backing off so that she could I could keep up with her. And after about 6 weeks or whatever, then I beat her. And then, do you remember that? Oh, I had to stay in my laces.
I remember the laces.
I had to stay in my laces. I have to do your laces. But there was one time she genuinely stopped doing laces and she still finished the same time.
I was going to bring that up, but you didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
We've heard all the excuses under the sun. But what the important message in there is, you're having such a good time. And like, if you can bottle that up and I love to watch it, being part of it and enjoy it. Seeing you and your wife succeed and get through the distance and stuff like that, it's just inspiring to
me. Oh, it's great. And even though, I mean, Julie's a lot fitter than I am, possibly from a cardiovascular point of view, you know what I mean? But so she now, she's always in the top three of her age group at park run, but she's in that top three of her age group because she's kind of helped me and we've run together and she's part of that sort of community. So we'll go to park run and we're not racing together anymore. She's just like, right, let's see if I can win my age group. So it's good. So I've kind of contradicted what I said about it being a community feel good run. I think because we've got our fitness back, we're now really enjoying sport for it. And but I'm being competitive with ourselves. But yeah, she finished that race, that one where we had the hug. And because it was a flat one, she went, I'm going to go for it this one, see what I can do. Let's really see what I can do. Because we kind of stopped racing each other at that point. So I ruined myself on it. And she finished and she's like, I thought it was one of them when I thought she was going to pass out or be sick or whatever. And I just grabbed her and I went, that's amazing, man. I can't even remember the time. There you go, prove your point. I can't even remember her time. I can't remember my time on that. We just went all in.
It's not important anymore, is it? Mm-hmm. It's in. You've got to go out there, and if you want to use it as an effort, because sometimes I'll use it as an effort, and sometimes I'll just glide around with the rest of them, mm-hmm. And have a good time. But you can use it to see where you're at, fitness wise, can't you?
Yeah.
It's not just the park runs we've got going off as well at the moment. I think after a few weeks of doing what we were doing at YTP, it demanded that we put on a schedule. So on Mondays, you joined us on a few Monday nights as well, didn't you? That's a bit more social.
Monday nights is, yeah, you get this menu thing come out. Well, I call it a menu. So you see on your group, you know, you've got all these things going on.
Pizza or chips or whatever. Not that. Yeah. Schedule.
Yeah, schedule. Yeah. Schedule, run, bike, swim or whatever. Yeah, it's good. No, I love it. Yeah, so what's Monday nights? I forgot on Monday nights.
So Monday nights is the YTP meetup at 6 p.m. You have been there.
Okay.
For a few of them. And we join a running club called Diet Starts Monday. On a Wednesday, which is 6 a.m. You've also
I've been to that one.
But yeah, we're also trying to look for new ideas as well and see how we can develop.
They did bike yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, the bike one.
Yeah.
So we
I miss the bike, but yeah, that's my favorite, probably my favourite sport in the minute, to be honest. So I'll just say, which will help you perhaps sum up then, that for anyone that's probably either lost the fitness or lost the love of sport or just feels actually that they just don't want to be on their own, on their journey back to it, it's always best to do it with someone else. And that's your mantra in it. You know, you don't have to train alone. You're not coming to a competitive environment. There's none of this fucking body shame. There's none of this I'm faster than you crap. There's none of this. It's all about, come on, let's go and go for a run, go for a bike, let's go for a walk together. And I promise you, you've met loads of friends and it'll really inspire you to look after yourself a lot more. Yeah, you're fitter, healthier, stronger, sharper-minded and make loads of mates. I mean, why wouldn't you want to do it? The thing I don't know is what the menu is.
Well, you've got me credited for that, actually. I would like to credit you for that because you actually got the catchphrase because it used to be like... Together, I mean, alone you are strong, together you are stronger, something like that. But it was a bit long, a bit cheesy and stuff.
Yeah.
And you just summarised it with never train alone again, and that's all really
needed. Never need to train alone if you're in the community, that's right.
So we now use that in our marketing, which is great. It's just
I mean, you did it this morning, didn't you? Didn't you put on the post this morning, I'm going for a run 6 o'clock in the morning, anyone want to join? And you weren't running with
people. Yeah, so I just, because we haven't got a schedule, so just to go through the schedule, so... What we do on a Monday afternoon at 6 p.m. is we invite people to come along and run with our group. It's for everybody. There's no cost associated with it. We don't charge for anything. The only thing we have to charge for on a Thursday night is because we partner up with Link Active, because we have to pay PT to do the sessions, it's just £5 per member, which is peanuts. So on a Monday night, 6 p.m., everybody's welcome to come along, is our group run. And then on a Wednesday, like I said, we team up with Diet Start for Monday Run Club, which is 6 a.m. for your early birds. So there's a few red eyes when that one happens.
Early on Tuesday.
Yeah, so we have an early out on Tuesday. We get up and we do a 5K with Diet Start for Monday Run Club. And then on Thursday, now because of the demand for different disciplines, we now offer a boot camp style training session on the Thursday at 6 p.m. and we also are doing some group cycling at the same time. We do change locations.
Have you done spin as well, haven't you? On the Thursday as well.
So we've also when the weather's bad, we can also promote a spin class which is with Andy Bishop.
Yeah.
Central Avenue in Worksop, and again, I think it's 6:15 that starts.
Yes.
And then on Saturdays, always our park run get together.
Yeah.
So we meet 3 times a month at Cumber Park, and then we become a tourist and we change locations on the last week of the month. So last month we went to a different location in Wakefield. I can't remember the name of it. But
you went to that zigzag uphill.
Oh yeah, it's a killer. It's a hard one.
How did you do that?
Oh, I won.
Well, did you win it? Oh, okay. You're very modest, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it suited me because it were all at Bell and I'd be doing a lot of sort of training.
You like pain, don't you?
We like pain a lot. So Saturdays the park and get together, and Sundays, what we do on Sunday is we have a group walk, which is locally, works up in the surrounding areas. And then every 6 weeks we do a trek. And so we've done Manto, we've done Kinder Scout. Somewhere along Edale is going to be the next
one. And they're really popular, aren't they?
Yeah.
Big groups
on there. Big time,
So mad dogs and everything, aren't
you? We have dogs, we have people. I think we had 22 people and 9 dogs the first time, which we have never belonged to.
Yeah.
You got one award, didn't they?
For the singing, yeah.
Yeah, a singing award for the most vocal. And then at Kinder Scout, we got 19 people. And it started the day, this horrendous weather. We still got 19 people, but it ended up being the most glorious experience you can imagine because the weather really, the clouds really opened up. We got a lot of sunshine. So yeah, and then the next one is going to be announced soon for the next trek, but they do get the most amount of people because it, again, it's for all abilities. There's no cost associated with it, and we have a good laugh with a drink and a coffee after a few sandwiches, and our hair gets messed up.
Yeah,
because of windy conditions.
Yeah, it's good fun. I suppose the only thing that I'm a massive advocate for everything that you're doing, because I do see sometimes, people want to come for the run and they think, well, I'm not really ready to run. So if I wanted to come to that Monday night run, but I felt I might need to walk a bit, that's not a problem for you guys, is it?
No, absolutely. The ability, what we tend to do is we put on a longer route and a shorter route.
Okay.
And it's for different abilities. So what tends to happen naturally is that people do separate into smaller little pods of groups.
Okay.
And some people are doing a bit of walking, a bit of running.
Yeah.
But I guarantee that nobody will get left behind.
Yeah.
You'll always have somebody to run with. That's our that's our principle to how we do it. So it works out really well on the Monday nights. And we're hoping more people come along. We're advertising it. We're doing what we can. But we need more people to join in to make it a bit of a stronger community together.
It's going to be a very fit town the way it's going, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the aim, isn't it? We did talk about the pressure, to try and take a bit of pressure off the NHS, didn't we? Red distance.
Someone said to me that Worksop, was it 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Was the fattest town in England. That's right. It was in the newspapers. I think you've got the article.
It made the national paper,
Worksop was the fattest town in England. And I thought, God, that's terrible, isn't it? And we know because we're looking at it from the other side of things. The mental health benefits of being fitter and all the rest of it, it's just phenomenal. So I think what you're doing is really good.
Imagine that one. Do you know you're on holiday? And somebody says, oh, where are you from?
And you're fat town.
Yeah, well, it all starts with it. You'll say, oh, right, I'm from Worksop. And they're like, oh, I don't know where that is. Yeah. Me, but Sheffield, but don't worry. You end up living in Manchester, don't you?
Yeah. So
you're a bit famous. You know Manchester, but imagine that, as you said. Oh, I'm from the fattest town in the UK. Oh, I know you've been worked on.
Yeah, that's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was in the Sun newspaper. So, it won't be for long. I think the way you're going is really good.
Yeah, good.